Massachusetts fisherman faces 18-month prison term for tax evasion. By David W. Clacy. The U.S. government treats tax evasion seriously and consistently demonstrates a strong commitment to addressing such charges. Legal actions against those found guilty emphasize the seriousness of financial offenses, with more serious penalties typically being levied against perpetrators who cause more significant tax losses. Joaquin Sosa, a Massachusetts commercial fisherman, has received an 18-month prison sentence for tax evasion involving unreported income of $1.9 million between 2012 and 2021. Sosa concealed his earnings by cashing checks at various establishments using false identities, resulting in a $520,415 tax loss to the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. The legal proceedings, led by U.S. District Court Judge Indira Talwani, highlight the severity of tax evasion and emphasize the government's commitment to accountability in financial matters. If you need help resolving a tax-related legal issue, seek assistance from our dual-licensed tax lawyers, CPAs, at the tax law offices of David W. Clacy by dialing 888-637-7790. The case against Joaquin Sosa. Massachusetts resident Joaquin Sosa has been handed an 18-month prison sentence for his involvement in tax evasion related to earnings as a commercial fisherman. Court records reveal that Sosa, based in New Bedford, failed to file tax returns for the approximately $1.9 million income he acquired between 2012 and 2021, resulting in a substantial tax debt to the IRS. In a bid to conceal both the origin and utilization of his income, Sosa resorted to cashing paychecks from fishing enterprises at various check-cashing establishments, sometimes adopting false identities. This deceptive practice enabled him to finance his lifestyle with unreported income. The IRS calculated a total tax loss of $520,415 because of Sosa's actions. Legal consequences and financial obligations. U.S. District Court Judge Indira Talwani, overseeing the case in the District of Massachusetts, not only sentenced Sosa to imprisonment, but also mandated 3 years of supervised release. Additionally, Judge Talwani directed Sosa to make restitution to the United States in the amount of $520,415. This legal action underscores the severity of tax evasion and its consequences on both an individual's liberty and financial obligations. Government authorities and prosecution details. Sosa's conviction was announced by Acting Deputy Assistant Attorney General Stuart M. Goldberg of the Justice Department's Tax Division in Acting U.S., Attorney Joshua S. Levy for the District of Massachusetts, Trial Attorney Ezra Spiro and Acting Section Chief John Kane from the Tax Division, along with Assistant U.S. Attorney Victor Wild in the District of Massachusetts, took charge of prosecuting this case. Examples of tax evasion in the fishing and the fishing industry. Tax evasion can arise in a variety of different forms. The following are all examples of tax evasion that may occur in the commercial fishing industry. Underreporting income. Commercial fishermen may engage in tax evasion by intentionally underreporting their income. This involves the deliberate omission or understatement of earnings derived from fishing activities, leading to a lower taxable income than what was actually earned. Cash transactions for income concealment. Commercial fishermen may resort to cash transactions to conceal their income. This method involves receiving payments in cash rather than through traceable means like checks or electronic transfers. By dealing in cash, fishermen can obscure the true extent of their earnings, making it challenging for tax authorities to accurately assess and tax their income. Identity fraud. Some individuals in the fishing industry may employ identity fraud to avoid tax scrutiny. This deceptive practice entails assuming false identities or using inaccurate personal information when conducting financial transactions related to fishing income. By doing so, fishermen aim to create barriers that hinder authorities from linking financial activities to their true identity. Shell corporations and complex financial structures. Tax evasion among commercial fishermen may involve the use of shell corporations or intricate financial structures. By establishing shell entities or convoluted financial arrangements, fishermen can manipulate their financial records, making it difficult for tax authorities to trace the flow of income accurately. This method adds a layer of complexity to the investigation and may facilitate the concealment of taxable income. Unreported expenses. Commercial fishermen may engage in tax evasion by not accurately reporting business expenses. This includes failing to disclose legitimate expenses related to their fishing operations by inflating expenses or neglecting to report certain costs. Fishermen can artificially reduce their taxable income, leading to a lower tax liability than what should be owed. Offshore accounts and foreign transactions. Tax evasion schemes among commercial fishermen may extend to offshore accounts and foreign transactions. By channeling income through foreign jurisdictions or holding funds in offshore accounts, fishermen seek to shield their earnings from domestic tax authorities. This strategy complicates income tracking and adds an additional layer of complexity to tax investigations. Barter and non-monetary transactions. Commercial fishermen may engage in barter or non-monetary transactions to evade taxes. This involves exchanging goods or services directly without involving cash. By conducting business in this manner, fishermen can potentially avoid recording the full value of transactions, leading to a distortion of their actual income for tax purposes. Underreporting catch size and value. In an effort to reduce taxable income, some fishermen may underreport the size and value of their catches. This deceptive practice allows them to manipulate the income derived from their fishing activities, presenting a lower financial picture than what was actually earned. Importance of legal representation in tax evasion cases. Legal representation in tax evasion cases is crucial for defendants facing complex legal proceedings. If you were accused of or are merely at risk of being accused of tax fraud, then our dual licensed tax lawyers, CPAs, can help you navigate the legal process. We will help build a robust defense strategy, avoiding criminal charges in an audit or challenging the prosecution's case if that ship has already sailed, and ensure that your rights are protected during each stage of your case. With the potential for severe penalties and long-term consequences, having our support can be crucial when seeking to mitigate charges or negotiate for a more favorable resolution. If you have failed to file a tax return for one or more years, or have taken a position on a tax return that could not be supported upon an IRS or state tax authority audit, eggshell audit, reverse eggshell audit, or criminal tax investigation, it is in your best interest to contact an experienced tax defense attorney to determine your best route back into federal or state tax compliance without facing criminal prosecution. Note, as long as a taxpayer that has willfully committed tax crimes, potentially including non-filed foreign information returns, coupled with affirmative evasion of U.S. income tax on offshore income self-reports the tax fraud, including a pattern of non-filed returns through a domestic or offshore voluntary disclosure before the IRS has started an audit or criminal tax investigation prosecution. The taxpayer can ordinarily be successfully brought back into tax compliance and receive a nearly guaranteed pass on criminal tax prosecution, and simultaneously often receive a break on the civil penalties that would otherwise apply. It is imperative that you hire an experienced and reputable criminal tax defense attorney to take you through the voluntary disclosure process. Only an attorney has the attorney-client privilege and work product privileges that will prevent the very professional that you hire from potentially being forced to become a witness against you, especially where they prepared the returns that need to be amended in a subsequent criminal tax audit, investigation, or prosecution. Moreover, only an attorney can enter you into a voluntary disclosure without engaging in the unauthorized practice of law, crime in itself. Only an attorney trained in criminal tax defense fully understands the risks and rewards involved in voluntary disclosures and how to protect you if you do not qualify for a voluntary disclosure. As uniquely qualified and extensively experienced criminal tax defense tax attorneys, Koval, Pease & Yees, our firm provides a one-stop shop to efficiently achieve the optimal and predictable results that simultaneously protect your liberty and your net worth. See our testimonials to see what our clients have to say about us. Call our tax evasion defense attorneys for assistance with your case today. Get support from our dual-licensed tax lawyers, CPAs, by calling the tax law offices of David W. Kleysing at 888-637-7690. We are here for you. Regardless of your business or estate needs, the professionals at the tax law offices of David W. Kleysing are here for you. We are open for business, and our team will help ensure that your business is too. Contact the law offices of David W. Kleysing today to discuss your business with one of our professionals. In addition to our fully staffed main office in downtown Irvine, California, the tax law offices of David W. Kleissing has unstaffed conference room only California-based satellite offices in Los Angeles, San Bernardino, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Panorama City, Oxnard, San Diego, Bakersfield, San Jose, San Francisco, Oakland, Carlsbad, Sacramento. We also have unstaffed conference room only satellite offices in Las Vegas, Nevada, Salt Lake City, Utah, Phoenix, Arizona, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Austin, Texas, Washington, D.C., Miami, Florida, and New York, New York, that solely handle federal California tax issues. Our office technology allows clients to meet virtually via GoToMeeting. With end-to-end encryption, strong passwords, and top-rated reliability, no one is messing with your meeting. To schedule a reduced-rate initial consultation via GoToMeeting, follow this link. Call our office and request a GoToMeeting if you are an existing client. We also now offer a convenient scheduling option where you can secure David W. Kleissing, esqm.s.-taxcpa's undivided attention for a 4-hour consultation at any of his satellite offices.